B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Psachim Daf Pei Tes. We're going to start from the next Mishnah in the middle of the Amud. Says the Mishnah, Ha'oimer lebonov, if somebody says to all his sons, Hareini sheichet es ha-Pesach, I'm now going to shech the Korban Pesach, and I'm going to have in mind, al mi sheyale mikem rishon le-Yerushalayim. That whoever of you of my sons, the single and one son who gets to Yerushalayim first before all the others, on that son I'll have in mind for the Korban Pesach that he will be registered on it. Kivan shehichnis harishayin roishay v'rubay, the moment that this son, the one that got there the fastest, that his head and most of his body entered Yerushalayim, zocha b'chelkoy, he's now been zeicha, he's now merited, he's now acquired, so to speak, that part in the Korban Pesach. Umezake es ochiv imoy, and this one brother, this one son that came there first, now that he's been zeicha in his chelek, it's through him that he's now going to add all the other brothers that they can also join the Korban Pesach. Says the Gemara, Shma mino, yesh brera. From the very fact that the father said, I'm going to shech the Korban Pesach now, and I'm going to have in mind the son who is going to later come to Yerushalayim the first before all his other brothers. And at the time of the Shechita and Zrika, it was not yet determined which brother was the one that's going to get there first. It's just we're relying on something that's going to transpire later to determine what intentions were meant earlier. And that's called Brera. So the Gemara is saying, can we deduce from our Mishnah that yesh Brera? Omer Rabbi Yechanon said no. The truth is that we don't need Brera. And the truth is that the father explicitly had in mind all the siblings. So why did he say that the one son that's going to get there first is the one that he's going to have in mind for the Korban Pesach? Kedei lezarzon b'mitzvahs, he just wanted to encourage them to come to Yerushalayim and be ready to do the mitzvahs as quick as possible, and therefore he expressed himself that way. Kedei lezarzon b'mitzvahs ka'omar. Dai kenami, and I can even prove to you that the father had in mind all the siblings right from the start. Diktoni, because the Mishnah continued, Umazake echov imoy, that the one son, the one of the brothers who gets there first, once he's there and he's now got his chelik in the Korban Pesach, then he will then make all the other brothers join, and he will have in mind and register all the other brothers with him. Rashi says he's going to be Roish le'echov, and through him they will get their part. So the Gemara is now saying, if you say that the father had in mind all the siblings right from the beginning and he'd registered all of them, Shapir, then it makes sense that all the other brothers can take part in this Korban Pesach. But if you say, as we thought initially, that the father did not have in mind all the other siblings and he only had in mind this one, then after the Shechita was done, Miko Mismanu, then how could it possibly be that this brother who's only going to come to Yerushalayim after the Korban Pesach's been shechted, that he's then going to register the other brothers? It's too late to register the other brothers after the Shechita. What none did we not learn in a Mishnah? Nimnin, one can register on a Korban Pesach, Umoishchin Yedeim Mimenu, and they can withdraw from their belonging to a Korban Pesach, until the Korban Pesach is shechted. After that, you cannot add any new people and register new people. So how can this brother register all his other brothers if he's only coming to Yerushalayim after the Shechita? Shema minos, so it's apparent within the Mishnah that this was just a way that the father actually was encouraging all the other brothers. Rashi adds in two words, v'kachoy diom, it seems the father even made it known to them somehow that in truth he had them all in mind, but he said that the main son, that means the one that's going to be dominant, is going to be the one that gets there first, and he said that in order to encourage them to come fast to Yerushalayim. Tanina mihochi, this is also apparent in a braisa, that Maisa, there was exactly such an incident where father had sons and the father had daughters, and he said the same thing. He said whoever gets there first, whether it's the sons or the daughters, they will be the ones I will have in mind for the Korban Pesach. V'kodmu bonis lebonim, and the daughters actually got to Yerushalayim before the sons. V'nimtza, what was the consequence of that? The Braisa says that the consequence was that the bonis zrizois, that it just became apparent that the daughters were more zealous, were more fast, and more, they got there first. Ubonim shvelim, and the sons were somewhat lazier. From the very fact that the only consequences were that the sons were considered as more lazy, but not that the sons were not registered on the Korban Pesach, and the fact that the Braisa makes no reference to who is or isn't registered on the Korban Pesach, and only makes reference to how lazy they were, is apparent that as far as being registered on the Korban Pesach, the father had the whole family in mind, all the siblings, which is what the Gemara just said, like Rabbi Yochanan said a few lines earlier. Continues the next Mishnah. La'olam nimnin olav. One can always register on a Korban Pesach, providing that the amount of people there, every person registered will receive at least a kazayis. What this always, this la'olam, what does it mean you can always register? The Gemara is going to discuss that. Continues the Mishnah, Nimnin, one can register to a Korban Pesach, Umoishchin es Yudeim, and one can withdraw one's hands from their part in a Korban Pesach, Umoishchin es Yudeim mimenu, ad sheishochit, only until the Shechita. Reb Shimon Oimer, Reb Shimon says that I agree with you that you can only register until the Shechita, however, I Reb Shimon, argue with you, Tanakama, and I hold that to withdraw from a Korban Pesach is Achi Yisrael Kesadam. They can do that until the blood has been thrown on the Mizbeach, and that's Reb Shimon as far as being Moishach is concerned. Says the Gemara, Maiko Mashmalon, when it says in the Mishnah La'olam that you can always register on the Korban Pesach, what's this extra word coming to teach us? Ha'ko Mashmalon is coming to teach us the afal gav de imniolov chabura zu, even though an entire group was registered on a Korban Pesach, chizeres v'nimnis olav v'nimnin olav chabura acheres, even if the entire initial group withdraws and now an entire new group registers on this Korban Pesach, it's still kosher, and this is going to be a machlokes we're going to learn about more on Daf Tzadik Tes. Continues the Gemara, nimnin u'moishchin es yudeim ad sheishochit v'chulu, that the Tanakhama say that you can register and or withdraw from a Korban Pesach until the Shechit has been done. And Reb Shimon argued and said, Ad she Yizrei kesadam, until the blood is sprinkled. Omar Abaya says, as we explained in the Mishnah, that Machlekes Limoshech, the Machlekes between Tanakhama and Reb Shimon is only regarding up until what point can somebody withdraw from being registered on a Korban Pesach. The Rabbanon Sovri, the Tanakhama say, that it says in the Pasuk, V'im, if you want to minimize the amount of people registered on this lamb, what does it mean? What it means is, I mean, the literal translation is, if there's not enough people, if there's not enough residents in the home, in order to eat from to eat the entire Korban Pesach, and there's going to be leftovers, then you should bring other people. You should bring the neighbors. But the Abaya darshans from here, or the Gemara darshans from here, im yim at abayis mihiyois miseh, if you want to minimize the amount of people that are registered on the Korban Pesach, it's mihiyois miseh. You can only do it when the lamb is heyois. What does the word heyois mean? It can mean one of two things. Either it's alive, similar to chiyus. The hey and the ches are often interchanged. Mihiyois is michiyois, whilst it's alive. Or it could mean mihiyoist, whilst it's still being brought, whilst you're still actively involved in doing the avoidus of this lamb. So the Rabbanon say mihiyois miseh. What does mihiyois miseh mean? Michiyusa deseh. That you can be mamayit, you can minimize, you can withdraw from the group all the while that the lamb is still alive. After that, it's too late. Reb Shimon Sova, Reb Shimon says, mihayois means mihavyoso, whilst you're still busy with it, whilst it's still being brought, deseh, this lamb, and that's till the zrika. Once the zrika has been done, and they are no longer occupied with bringing and offering up the korban, and from that point on, even Reb Shimon says, nobody can withdraw from their being registered on this Korban Pesach. Avolimnois, but in order to actually register to a Korban Pesach. Divrei HaKoil Ad SheYishchat, even Reb Shimon agrees you can only register up until the Shechita. The Omar Kreutz, as it says in the Pasuk, B'michsas nefoshois, that according to the number of the people who can eat, V'hodar tochesu, that one will count the people, and that means the people who will be counted and registered on this Korban Pesach, and this pasuk b'michsas nefoshos, and then afterwards it says again tochesu, is teaching us that the being registered on the Korban Pesach has to be done before the Shechita, and I think it would be appropriate to have a look at Daf Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, and the Gemara there discusses how this pasuk teaches us also Shechita and also the registering on the Korban Pesach. Tanina mihachi, the Braisa says similarly that nimnenu moishchin es yodeh mimenu ad sheyishchat, that the Tanakama hold one can register and or withdraw until the Shechita. Reb Shimon Oimer, Reb Shimon says explicitly, as Abaya said before, that nimnen, to register, is ad sheyishchat. He agrees with the Tanakama that you can only register until the Shechita, u'moishchin, but to withdraw from the registering, to withdraw from this, a specific Korban Pesach, ad sheyizrek adam, they can do that until the blood has been put on the Mizbeach. Continues the next Mishnah. Hamemane imoy achir. Just imagine that you had two people, Reuven and Shimon, that were both partners, they were both had a part in the Korban Pesach. And now Reuven, he brings along his friend Levi, and he registers Levi onto the Korban Pesach that he and Reuven were registered on, that he and Shimon were registered on. Hamemane imoy achir b'chelkoi. Reuven, he's a partner with Shimon, and they each deserve, that was what the arrangement was, that they each deserve half of the animal. Now Reuven is bringing Levi. Reuven can comfortably share his half with Levi, giving a quarter of the animal to Levi, and a quarter he can eat himself, but he cannot take away from Shimon's half. Roshoin, that's clear. And the Braisa is saying now, the Mishnah is saying, Roshoyim bnei chabura litein lo es sheloi. The bnei chabura can tell him, you take your half, you Reuven take your half, and leave. You bring in guests, go with your guest, and eat elsewhere. V'hu eichel misheloi, v'hein eichlin mishelohen. And he eats his, and the rest of the group each eat their place. Each eat their part. In this case, the case I mentioned, it was Reuven and Shimon, they each had 50%, but it could have been that there were 10 people in the group and one of them added somebody else. So this person will get 10% and say, go with your friend and eat your 10%, and the 90% you leave for us. And obviously the Mishnah holds like the opinion that a single Korban Pesach can be eaten with two chaburos in two groups, otherwise they wouldn't be able to send one of the group away. That's the basic reading of the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Iboyelhu. And in the Bnei Chabura, the Chachomim asked the following question: that Bnei Chabura shehoyu yodov shel echaz mehen yofis. And this is just an elegant way of calling a greedy person, that it says if somebody has a very refined hand, which means he's got a sleight of hand that he can quickly grab more food than most of the other people would grab in that amount of time. So what happens if you have 10 people in a group and one of them is greedy and you can see he's taking more than his share? Ma'u sheyemru loy, is can the group say to this person, tul chelkecho, take your 10% of the animal, v'tzei, and go out and eat the korban on your own. We don't want you to stay here because you're taking more than you deserve. Mi omrinon, do we say, motzi omar lu? Can this one person say to the rest of the group, Hokobiltun, did you not accept me into the group? You accepted me unconditionally. And this is the way I eat. I eat faster, I eat more than all of you, but you accepted me this way. Let me eat my way. Oidilmo, maybe no. Motsule Meimarli, the rest of the group can say to him, Kikablinon, the reason that we joined you in the group is Litkune Zvicha, is in order for us to protect and to make sure that none of the korban gets wasted, goes to Noisar, gets left over. We needed enough people. So you're here to serve us. You're here to help the korban. But adata d'ochlus tvei minon, but with the intentions of you eating more than all of us, lo yikablinoch, it wasn't on those terms that we wanted you in the group. Take your part and go elsewhere. That's the question. Can the group say that to him or not? So the Gemara is going to try and prove this now from four places. And it's important that we remember that. Source number one, Tarshama, Hamemane Achirim Imoy Al Chelkoi, Roshoin Bnei Chabura, Litoin Lo Esheloi, Vahu Oichel Esheloi, Vahain Oichlin Eshelohem. Which is a quote, which is our Mishnah that we just learnt, we saw in the Mishnah, that if one of the group registers somebody else, his friend, into the group, then the rest of the Chabura can say to him, you take your part and go and eat it with whoever you registered, whoever you invited into the Korban Pesach, and leave us to eat our part here. So what do we see from there? Says the Gemara, Mai Tama, Lav Mishum Dahava Leki Yudayim Shel Echod Mem Yafois. Is the reason that the group can send him away and say, you go on your own, is it not because bringing in a friend is similar to being greedy? You're taking more than is your share. You were 10% of the group, or you were 50% of the group. It doesn't matter what the numbers are, but you were your percentage of the group. You had your ratio of the korban, and now you're bringing in other people. Well, that means more people are eating. It's no difference if you bring somebody else, or if you're just a greedy person that eats more than everyone else. And then we would see in the Mishnah, V'yisal kadaitoch yodov yofis motzi omalu, Kabilton Nehevahai Kiyodov Yodis. Kiyodov Yofis. If indeed it would be correct that you could tell a greedy person could tell the rest of the group, you accepted me unconditionally, then why is the Mishnah any different? Why can't this person say, you accepted me unconditionally, and the fact that I brought in other people does not give you a right to throw me out of the group? So the Gemara is trying to deduce from our Mishnah that you can send somebody out of the, you can't unregister him, but you can send him away and say, go eat elsewhere on your own. The fact that you can do that in the case where you bring in a friend seems to be clear that a greedy person also can be sent away. Omri, so Gemara says, no, I'm going to refute this proof from the Mishnah. Loi deo ishani. The reason that the Mishnah says that you can send him away with his friend is not because between you you're eating more than your fair share. It could be that as far as the amount you eat, we would have to accept you. And a greedy person, we would not be able to send him away. The reason we can send you away is because you've added in more people. Deus, more opinions, there's more people here. And the more people are here, the longer it's going to take for us to finish our meal. And we don't want to be delayed. And since you've brought in more people, that's why the Mishnah says that you should leave. But in the case of the greedy person, you don't have any proof that you could send him away. Even in the event that the two people, that means the one, the Reuven, and his friend that was brought in, just imagine they both, between them, just ate one share, one portion. So there was no issue of them eating more than their fair share. Motzi omale. Nonetheless, they could still send them away because the issue is not how much they're eating. They can say, Motzi Omrile, they can say to him, Deloi Nichalon Inish Nuchra Gabon, we don't want an extra stranger in our group, and therefore they can send them away. So don't bring proof from our Mishnah where it's referring to bringing strangers in, don't bring proof from there to the case of a greedy person that you would be able to send them away, and it could well be that you cannot send away a greedy person. Now, source number two, we're going to try and bring proof. Toshima, Hashamash she'ochal kezayis bosor betzad hatanur. If the waiter, instead of waiting to sit down with his group and eat the Korban Pesach, he possibly by mistake, he put a kezayis of the Korban Pesach in his mouth whilst he was standing next to the oven, next to the where the Korban Pesach was being roasted. And now, since he started eating there, he cannot continue eating with the rest of his group because one person can't eat in two places. So, and what does it say there? Imhoyo pikeach, if this waiter was wise, was smart, what would he do? Memale kreiso mimenu, he would fill up his stomach with as much Korban Pesach as he can before bringing the rest of the Korban Pesach to the table for the rest of the group. However, imrotzu b'nei chabura la'aseis tov imoy, if the group want to be kind to him, want to give him the respect he deserves, then they will boin v'yeshem b'tzidoi, they'll come and sit next to him. And then, because he can't go and sit next to them and continue eating, because he's already eaten there. They have not yet started eating the Korban Pesach. They can move their places and sit next to him near the oven, and then they can all eat together. Va'oichlin, and then they can all eat together. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara, Ratzu in. Yes, if they wanted to give him this honor and do this for him, they could. Loi Ratzu. However, if they don't want to, Loi. They don't have to. They don't have to go and come towards this waiter and come to the oven. Why not? Obviously, because we don't force the group to go into any extra effort. It's a tircha to stand up, to move the whole table over, to sit down again. It's a tircha, it's a bother, and we cannot force them to go to that bother. If so, exactly the same would be with, if you're not going to bother them to get up and move, you're not going to force that on them, so too, if somebody's joining the group, this greedy person, and is eating more than is their fair share, at the expense of all the rest of the people there, we wouldn't expect them to put up with that either. And they can, if they choose to, they can send them away. The question is, what am I? Why indeed can they choose not to go and to why can they choose not to go and eat together with the waiter? Neimelahu, why can the waiter not say to them, Hokabiltun, you accepted me here unconditionally. I'm now eating here because I've started eating near the oven, and therefore I'm imposing on you to come and eat with me. And the fact that he cannot impose it on them, you see that he cannot force them to go into that bother. And the same would apply if this one person who's eating more than his fair share, you cannot impose it on them, and they can say, you take your part and eat on your own. That's the second proof. That's the second proof that indeed they can send him away. Says the Gemara, no, this too is not a proof. Shani hasam de omri le ki gablina adaito de nitrechoch kamon. Because regarding the waiter is different. They can say that the only reason you're part of the group is because you're supposed to be working for us, you're supposed to be serving us, you're being paid as a waiter. So we brought you into the group that you should serve us. Lemitrach lon ledidoch, but that we should be serving you, and we should go into the trouble of having to uproot our places and come and sit and eat next to you near the oven. Loikablinoch, it wasn't with that in mind that we accepted you into the group. So there again, you cannot bring proof from the waiter to a greedy person. The greedy person was accepted into the group unconditionally. A waiter is not accepted unconditionally. A waiter is accepted in order to serve the group, not that the group should be serving him. So we don't have a source yet. Source number three, Tarshima. B'nei Chabura, if you have a group, Shahoya Yodov Shal Echod Mem Yofois, and one of them had this very refined hand and was taking more than his fair share. Rashoin Loimar, they can say to him, Tul Chelkacho, take your part, v'tzei, and leave. V'loyoid. So that alone could be a source to what we said before. It says explicitly, they can say to him, Tul Chelkacho, v'tzei. It's explicit in the Braisa. V'loyoid, not only that, Elo afilu, even the whole year round, not regarding Korban Pesach. If you have chamisho, if you have five people who got together to eat together, but also sivoiles, and they made a joint meal, Roshoin loimaloi, they can say to this one person who's eating more than his share in the group, Tulchel kochavetze, you can go and leave. We don't want you here. We didn't agree to keep you here if you're eating more than your fair share. Says the Gemara, Shma mino. Indeed, from this braisa we have proof that a greedy person can be sent away. Asks the Gemara, just zoning in on one point in this braisa, my v'loy oid. In the same braisa it says that regarding Korban Pesach, if one person eats more than his fair share, the rest of the group can send him away. V'loy oid, not only that, even the whole year round, if you have a joint meal, one person eats too much, you can send him away. What's this v'loy oid? What's it coming to add? Says the Gemara, Loi mi boya komar. Loi mi boya. Pesach, not only regarding Pesach. Demotzi omrele, they can say to him, Kika blinoch litkune zvicha. Because with Korban Pesach, and as we saw before, with Korban Pesach there's a claim that you can say that we only brought you into the group in order to make sure that there's no noisar, there's no leftover. We didn't just want your company unconditionally. we want you, just because we need you here to eat your part in the korban, that none of the korban should get left over. So I may have thought that's only true regarding korban Pesach. But I may have thought that if you have a meal the whole year round, why are you inviting another friend? Not just because you need the food to be finished, you want his company. So I may have thought that you've accepted his company unconditionally. Elo afilo sivoyles nami, even a meal the whole year, joint meal, ditzavso ba'almahu, that what they want from him is his company. Not that he should help them finish the food. And nonetheless, Roshoin loyma loy tul chalko chovetzei, coming to impress on us that even in that case, they can say to him, you're eating more than your fair share, please take your quota, take your part, and leave. Continues the Gemara, Ikka de Omra, there's another version of this Gemara. That, this question whether can you force somebody who's a glutton, somebody who's greedy and eating more than his fair share, can you force him out of the group? Can you force him to take just his part of the Korban Pesach, whether you can actually force him to leave or not, as we said before, will depend on whether a Korban Pesach can be eaten in two groups, but whether you can force him to just take his part and be happy with his part and not to take from the Korban Pesach in the middle of the table where everyone else is taking from, that's not a question. That's no discussion. We saw explicitly in the Braisa. It's explicit in the Braisa that a greedy person, and that was the third source that the Gemara brought, that Bnei Chabura, Shahoya Yodov, Shalechod, Men Yofois, Roshoin, Loima, Tul, Chelkecho, Vetzei. That wasn't the discussion. Elohochuhudi Boilon. The question was different. The question was, Bnei Chabura, Roshoin Lechalik, Oyenon, Roshoin Lechalik. In the event that they haven't got an initial agreement between them, can any one of them say, or can part of the group impose, that instead of everybody eating from the Korban Pesach in the middle of the table, can they say, no, we're going to split the Korban Pesach into the amount of parts, the meat, into the amount of parts as there are people here, and everybody will get his plate with his portion and will eat his portion? Or no, can you say no, you cannot impose that on us. It's a communal Pesach, we're all sitting here together, and everybody can take from the Korban Pesach, providing that there's not one that's an extreme, greedy, gluttonous person. But other than that, that you cannot force people to just take their share and split up the divide up the Korban Pesach. That was the question. Toshema, and if that's the question, we have a single source, says the Gemara, Bnei Chabura Shoyu Yodov Shel Echod Men Yofeis, which is actually the third source that we brought before, that if you have one person in the group who's actually a glutton, who's actually very greedy, Roshoyin Loima Loi, they can tell him, Tul Chelkecho, you take your part, Vetzei, and leave us to ourselves. Yodov Yofei, says the Gemara, when can you do that? Is only if you have a greedy person. Then you can separate his part and say, you take your part, don't take any more from the rest of the Korban Pesach. In only there we can say this halacha. Ein Yodov Yofei. However, in a case where there's no one person who's particularly greedy taking an exorbitant amount relative to everybody else, loi. In that case, none of the group can impose on any of the other group to have to take their portion on their plate. Shema mino, we have proof that one is not allowed to impose a group to divide the Korban Pesach. Continues the Gemara. Rav Papa, there was an incident with Rav Papa. Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Yeshua. Two people that they Arevu Rifta Bahadi Adodi, that they joined together, they joined their breads, their food together, and decided to eat together. Under Ochil Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Yeshua Choda, by the time Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Yeshua had eaten one piece, one loaf, one portion, Ochil Rav Papa had managed to eat arba, four portions. Omar Le, so at this point Rav Huna said to Rav Papa, Plugli, let's divide. Give me half of the food. You take half the food because the rate we're going now, you're going to eat four times as much as I am. That's not fair. We were supposed to share this together. Omar Le, Rav Papa said to Rav Huna, Kablitun, did you not accept me as your partner in this unconditionally? It happens to be that my habit is to eat faster, to eat more than you, and that's okay. But that was on those terms that we decided to join. So, Esvei Kolhani Tufta, Rav Huna actually asked against Rav Papa, tried to disprove Rav Papa from all the questions we had before. We had our Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if one of the people in the group brought in somebody else and it seems that somebody else is going to eat more than the fair share, you can send him away. So Rav Huna says to Rav Papa, I can split, I can impose on you to split like we saw in the Mishnah. And you also asked him from the second source, where you see that the Shamash, you cannot impose on the group to have to take the trouble to go to the Shamash. And we understood from there that you cannot impose on them to have to incur the loss of having somebody who is greedy. And indeed, they can send him away. So Rav Huna says to Rav Papa, I've got these two sources, that the Gemara mentioned before, proof that I do have the right to split up the food. Esvei kol hanituvta. So Rav Huna asked Rav Papa those two questions, v'shani k'dashaninon, and Rav Papa responded in the way the Gemara did before. He said, don't bring me proof from the group, that from somebody who brought in extra people, because that's different. The group can say, we don't want more strangers. I'm not an extra stranger, I didn't bring anyone else in. In the case of the Shamash, Rav Papa answered, as the Gemara said before, don't bring proof from the waiter, because the waiter is there to serve the people, not the other way around. But we're here together, enjoying each other's company, and you accepted me unconditionally. Esvei b'nei chabura. And then Rav Huna continued to ask Rav Papa from the third source, where it says explicitly that if one of the group are gluttonous and greedy, they can send him away. Omarle. And Rav Papa answered and said, you don't have proof from there. Hasam de omrile, because over there it's talking about Korban Pesach and this person. And the group can say to this person, Ki kablinach, when we accepted you in the group, litkunei zvicha, was only to help us make sure that there's no leftovers of the korban. And therefore they can say to him that we didn't want you here if you're going to take more than your fair share. But in a case where it's just, you're here just for the company, as with the incident of Rav Huna and Rav Papa, and there was no korban that they had to finish off, over there they accepted each other's company unconditionally. Esvei siboiles, the Rav Huna then brought proof from the second part of that third source, that of that brisa, that says even a joint meal the rest of the year, if one of the people are eating too much, then they can be sent away. And indeed, polakle, at that point, Rav Huna, in the same way as the Gemara before came to that conclusion that you can send a greedy person away from that source, Rav Papa also had to agree that indeed, since his custom was to eat more than Rav Huna's, Rav Huna had the right to say, let's split up the food, I'll get my share, you get your share, and we're both not going to continue just eating from the main portion, the main bowl in the middle of the table, and that way you're going to end up eating four times as much as me. So they split up. And what happened? Ozal, Rav Huna went, and Oriv, he joined Bahadi Ravina. He got whatever was left, his portion of the food. He left Rav Papa. He joined up with Ravina and said to Ravina, let's join up together and have a meal together. And what happened there? At the Ochel Rav Huna braid Rav Yeshua Chodah, by the time Rav Huna had eaten one loaf, one portion, Ochel Ravina Tamanya, Ravina had eaten eight, which is twice as fast, twice as much as Rav Papa. Omar, Rav Huna responded, Mea Papi v'leichod Ravina. I'd rather have 100 Rav Papas who are eating at the speed Rav Papa was, rather than have a single Ravina who's eating at the speed that he was eating.